Right now, let's welcome over the phone from the Sauk Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Always good to hear from Chris Noble. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. Got through that crazy, soggy week last week, and now we're into much better conditions.
I know. We had our golf outing Friday, and it was crazy. Like, we said we were going to do it rain or shine, so it's kind of drizzling Friday morning. They're supposed to tee off at 12:30. At 12:20 down at Deer Valley, the rain stops, and we have a beautiful 5 or 6 hours to golf. It was like the gods were with me that day.
How did you manage that one?
I don't know, and I'm so grateful to our members. Again, some canceled, understandably, because they thought it was going to be soggy and wet.
Right.
But Deer Valley was so great to work with. And we ended up with about 85 golfers, 86 golfers came out that day, and we had a really good time. So very grateful to all of our golfers and members that came out for that.
Yeah, I was watching the weather all morning, and of course, right out the window, I'm like, oh my gosh, how are they going to pull this off? And I guess you know somebody on the inside.
One would like to think.
Next time, don't put rain or shine on there. Just put shine only, and maybe it might improve things.
Exactly.
So everybody had a good time, and glad a lot of people showed up as well.
Yeah, it was a good day. And again, that's a fundraiser for our general operating expenses and then for the Charles Farnham Business Scholarship. So we always like to make sure those funds get raised so we can give out those scholarships into next year.
Glad that went well, and yes, it's getting better. You know, generally when we check in with you on Tuesdays, you've just come from an agribusiness meeting. Did that occur this morning as well?
Yep, we had kind of a wrap-up of the stakeless fry, and now we move into, with the funds raised, funds we're going to be distributing, allocating to ag-related, you know, causes, and then how many scholarships we're going to allocate. And then start looking at the applications so we can get, or the application, because those will go out in December to the school. So constant, you know, motion with this group. Stakeless Fry did well, and so we'll have some dollars to give out to FFA programs, you know, other local programs that promote ag education.
It covers so many things, ag in the classroom, and anybody who's in, you know, looking to that as their future. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and again, the Ag Committee does a really great job of promoting ag education, and hopefully high school students pursuing that career path will, you know, consider applying for those scholarships this spring.
Absolutely. We'll get that information out, and I'm sure you as well. Well, the Hispanic Business Leaders Committee got together, and they came up with some solutions, as we all have to live under, for Fiesta Week, which got underway Saturday.
Yeah, so we started this campaign called Sauk Valley Fiesta Memories with a hashtag, and people are posting photos of their memories of their favorite Fiesta parade. Way back, we've had some photos. I pulled one from the band, Sterling High School, from 2001. So posting those on social media, and then we'll be drawing for some gift cards today for people to win a $25 gift card. And we purchased all of those from locally owned Hispanic businesses. So just trying to promote shopping local, supporting our Hispanic-owned businesses year-round, and then just trying to kind of help people remember how important our Hispanic culture is. It's Hispanic Heritage Month, and some of those photos from the Fiesta Parade will hopefully just give people something to smile about or share some great memories.
Then coming up on this coming Saturday, the 19th, one of the winners, you're going to draw for a little bit bigger gift card package.
Yeah, thank you for remembering that. We have about $100 in gift cards, and we'll draw whoever posted a picture, so their name is attached, of course, to that social media post, and we'll contact them either through their Facebook page or message them, or probably somebody on our committee will know them. So we'll draw a couple names. We have Saturday and Sunday and Monday to draw, and then contact those people, and then we'll draw today for Tuesday as well.
Yeah, it's very easy. Hashtag Sauk Valley Fiesta Memories. That's where you go to post all those great stories or even photos.
Yeah, so that's been a good week. And again, we've been trying to promote our Hispanic businesses. We made a list of all the Hispanic-owned businesses that we are aware of, and those that will be on our Fiesta Week events page.
Fantastic. And again, that got started Saturday the 12th, goes through September 19th, which is this coming Saturday, Fiesta Week and Hispanic Heritage Month, also Mexican Independence Day.
Yeah, so that's this week. And then we move into another week. Part of this week is Chamber Week, where the Illinois Chamber celebrates Chamber of Commerce's. Last Monday at City Council, the Sterling City Council, the mayor read and adopted a proclamation, so we're pretty grateful for that. And then tonight and Thursday for Chamber members, and we still have some spots left for tonight. If you want to join us at Triple P, 4:30 to 6:30, give us a call, 815-625-2400. Come out for some appetizers and some beverage specials, door prizes, just to celebrate our members. And registration is required because we're going to try and limit it to 50 people on the patio at Triple P to follow the governor's Restore Illinois guidelines and the social distancing and all of that. So that's tonight. And then Thursday we'll be at the factory. Again, we still have some spots open, so if you're a chamber member, an employee of a chamber, bring a coworker. Give us a call to register. Make sure there's still spots available, and join us tonight or Thursday.
And if you want to register, you just go to SaukValleyAreaChamber.com, correct?
Yep, they can register online. There's a go to the calendar, click on the event for tonight or Thursday night, or you can give me a call. And we can just register you over the phone and plug you into the registration sheet.
Now, before we started visiting with each other, we're on the phone with Chris Noble from the Sauk Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned you got something coming up tomorrow, and you might have a couple of spots left for the Extension Master Gardeners Fall Preparation for Spring Blooms.
Yeah, so our PWN, Professional Women's Network, is hosting the University of Illinois Extension Master Gardeners, and they will do a presentation down at the Sterling Pavilion, the Sterling Marketplace, so we will be outdoors. It will be just a presentation about getting ready for fall, and that includes a meal, and that starts at 5 o'clock. And we do have a couple of spots left, so they can... I think you need to call. I think I closed registration on the website, but we have 4 or 5 spots left to fit the social distancing guidelines. And again, tomorrow, 5 to 7 at the Sterling Marketplace with Master Gardeners, and 815-625-2400. That is $15 if you're a chamber member and $20 if you are not. And that includes a meal.
And it's also the great thing, not only you find out about fall preparation for spring blooms, but you also are mingling with other area businesswomen and networking as well.
Yeah, so a big part of our professional women's network is just that, what you just said, Tom, like getting to know other women, kind of exchanging ideas. So we do the networking piece along with the presentation, the question and answer from the Master Gardener. So we did something similar to this several years ago. I don't think we've ever had the Master Gardeners, but we are excited to kind of partner with University of Illinois Extension. They're an active chamber member. So I was just trying to kind of offer things to the community that they might find beneficial.
That's that's going to be a good one. I'm sure whatever gaps you have left will be filled quickly here today or by early tomorrow. That's a lot of things going on. Now, how are we looking for the rest of the month, Chris?
So I think September 24th is kind of a save the date. We are going to offer a workshop through a webinar on the progressive income tax. I'm waiting for details. You will see that posted. The progressive income tax is a big deal. People are very divided, I would say. And again, we just want people to get the facts. And so we are going to have presentations by people that have the facts that will be able to give you, our members and non-members, information about how the progressive income tax would impact the community, individuals, and businesses, if it's passed or if it's not passed. So I have September 24th. I think it's going to be in the morning, but just be looking for more information on that. I will be promoting that in the next week.
Can't wait to hear about that one. That one's very important. And one of the things we probably haven't discussed for a while is White Sage County is reminding folks September 30th, get your census information in and how important that is.
Yeah, you know, and I just read this morning about the implications if the census isn't completed. And what people need to understand, because I understand people are wary, but that information is confidential, is 8 or 10 questions. And people need to understand that those are dollars. When you look at dollars allocated, not only for our legislative seats, so our seats at the federal level, and the state of Illinois is already set to lose one of those because of population loss, but it's also about roads. It's also about money for education. It's also about money for municipalities. It's federal dollars come down through the state that go into local initiatives. And so everybody uses the roads. All of us know somebody in school. And if we don't claim the numbers of people that are actually in this area, those dollars will go down. It's that, I hate to say it's that simple, but it is. So every vote on the census counts, every person counts. So please, if you've not filled out your census, please do so.
All right. Lots of information there to go through and all these great things going on and coming up. And anything else we need to know, Chris?
When I talk to you next, I'm sure we'll have a timeline, an idea of what our holiday plans are.
Oh, yes.
Collaborating with some other organizations to make sure we can follow the governor's recommendations. We don't know what December looks like, but we have to start some planning. So we've got a couple really cool ideas in the works, and we'll be able to maybe share those more in October.
I suspected that was one of the burners there to get brought up. So, yeah, and looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of different thoughts, and so we're just trying to bring all of the people that have a lot to do with the holiday planning together. We're going to meet again the end of this month, and we'll kind of go from there.
Well, Chris, thank you for everything you do for, chamber members, the community, and thanks again also to all of your committees involved.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to share, what we're doing. We just feel like, we're trying to move forward, keep everybody informed about this, what's going on with COVID. Again, at the federal level with the relief package that's still pending, at the state level, assistance that's available, really promote people using their dollars locally to just recirculate them into this economy, working with the school districts and the businesses on childcare issues. So, if anybody has questions or thoughts or ideas, give us a call at the chamber. We're always excited for those conversations.
And besides all the things we mentioned, find out so much more information at SaucValleyAreaChamber.com as well.
Yeah, that is our website. Visit us on Facebook. But, Tom, really appreciate you always sharing our information. I hear it as I'm driving around town and really that partnership.
Well, I love to do it, and one of these days I'm going to break free and jump into one of these things that's happening as well.
That would be great. We'd love to have your presence.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Chris, for the update, and have a fantastic day. We'll talk soon.